in the 3C Body Shop big room at CD 101 with Amy and Emily. Man, you guys sound great for just getting off a plane, especially.
Thank you.
That was the AM version.
Yeah, really.
This isn't easy because this is still musician early, so we really do appreciate the fact that you guys came in. You know, the one thing that I always thought was interesting is that, Emily, you don't always get people sitting there and writing about what a great guitar player you are, and I just thought for a change I'd mention that you are. There, I've said it.
Thank you.
Everybody's always busy talking about, you know, the whole politics of, you know, men versus women in rock, and, you know, it always seems that the thing that's always overlooked is the fact that, you know, you guys are great musicians, great writers, and great vocalists, but, you know, people get caught up in the politics and don't bother stating the facts, so.
Well, thank you.
There. Speaking of politics... how is it that you guys always continue to be able to, like, incorporate your beliefs into the music without making it too heavy? I'm always mystified by how you pull that off.
Well, some people would argue that it is too heavy. I mean, I think we've been panned by every mainstream rock publication for being too heavy and stuff, but...
Yeah.
We just... I mean, we've evolved, you know?
Yeah.
I think maybe we were a little heavier earlier on, mm-hmm. you know? Just our idea about writing songs has evolved so that we... You can, I guess, hopefully get better at your images, and when you're writing political music too, you can be better at making it in a way that's just more solid, you know,
mm-hmm.
and less, I mean, heavy's okay, but it's just how you do it. It's
yeah.
a subtle thing, I think.
Well, I think the framework has definitely grown so that, you know, that it's something that if somebody doesn't choose to be influenced or pay attention to the things that you're talking about, they can actually just sit there and go, oh yeah, but it's a great song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's great that you've been able to manipulate it so beautifully at this point.
We didn't even know we were doing that.
But, like, it's a really great song.
Right.
You know, the other thing is that on this album, as with subsequent albums, I love the fact that you guys continue to try to, like, you know, stretch the boundaries musically and the different instrumentation and... I mean, is that a conscious thing, or is it just what you guys do?
I think that we, you know, we've been playing acoustic guitar for so long, and we just started to feel a hankering to try some different instruments, and it was a way to grow and a way to get different textures on the record and in live performance, so it was kind of a natural progression. We're still
it's
learning.
It's darn pretty, too.
Thank you.
Hankering.
In fact, we're going to play some of those instruments for you.
Yes, what instruments have you taken out for the people at home?
Banjo and mandolin for the people at home.
And what is the next solo that you would like to do?
Get out the mat.
Get out the mat.
Yay!
Yeah.